Chapter 1. Issues. Marcus Fifth sat at his desk, trying not to notice a pair of narrow eyes staring at him from outside his classroom through a slat in one of the windows. All around him, 12-year-olds and their parents shuffled into the cramped classroom for Exodus Middle School's last day before summer vacation, fanning the Nevada heat from their faces. His sister, Ellie, sat across from him, lost in the latest Helena Hex Witch Hunter novel, or whatever new fantasy book she had managed to scrounge up. Her book choices didn't do much to stop the rumors about their family. The two chairs to either side of Marcus and Ellie remained empty. Marcus slouched over his desk, pulled out his cell phone, and started thumbing a text message. Ellie was clearly zoned out to the commotion in the room, or the stranger watching them. She scowled over her book's spine, however, when her phone vibrated twice in the bag on her lap.
"What?" Ellie asked. "You realize I'm sitting across from you, right?"
"How do you even know that was me?"
"Because you're the only one that ever texts me."
Marcus lowered his voice.
"Read it."
Ellie grabbed her phone and scanned the message. Her head darted toward the window.
"Could you be any more obvious?" Marcus hissed.
"Very funny, you made me look for some make-believe weirdo."
Ellie kicked him under the table before returning to her book.
"Happy?"
Marcus glanced up at the window and sighed. Sure enough, the stranger had vanished. Marcus wanted to explain himself, to let Ellie know that it wasn't a prank. But when he tried to remember exactly what he saw, how to describe it, his head began to hurt, and his mind felt cloudy. All he could picture was the stranger's penetrating jade eyes. He felt like an idiot. He would need more detail than that if he were to alert an adult. The jade eyes had disappeared, like magic. That was all Marcus could think to say. He chuckled. Of course he couldn't word it that way. Marcus and Ellie weren't allowed to make fun of magic. Despite trying to distract himself, Marcus found himself observing the other kids leading their parents to their seats. He had hoped to avoid this. Now he couldn't help but imagine what they were feeling or what they were thinking. He didn't want to care. Mr. Diddley, Marcus and Ellie's teacher, had just walked up to their cluster of desks. He was a wide, squatty man with gray hair and a thick mustache. Underneath his tweed sports coat, his girth tested the blue and red suspenders that held up his worn khaki pants. He squinted at the empty desks next to Marcus and Ellie.
"Marcus,"
Mr. Diddley said, the whininess draining any authority from his voice. He removed a pen and notepad from behind his shirt pocket protector and examined a checklist. Marcus was busy sending another text message. "You told your grandparents about the year-end review tonight, didn't you?"
"Huh?"
Marcus tilted his head, his eyes never leaving his cell phone. Ellie nudged him sharply, drawing his attention to Diddley's growing impatience.
Yeah, Mr. Diddley," Marcus said mechanically. "I'm sure they'll be here soon. They're probably just closing up the shop."
That last word hung in the air, leaving the room a little quieter.
"Good. I have a number of things I'd like to address with them."
Mr. Diddley's eyes fell on Marcus's phone. Marcus had moved on to Alex Slider's latest app recommendation, so he didn't notice Mr. Diddley's disapproving glare.
"You should be more careful, Marcus," Ellie said, setting her book on the desk. "You know how Mr. Diddley gets when you ignore him."
"But I paid attention," Marcus said. "Besides, he didn't do any."
Before he could finish, Mr. Diddley yanked the phone from his hand with surprising quickness, his arm striking like a fat snake in a tweed sleeve.
"What the—"
Marcus shot up out of his chair and spun around, fists clenched. Before he realized who had actually taken his phone, Marcus was sure it was John Rackham,